Hey, folks, it's Mark Arum. I hope you're enjoying the Mark Arum Show podcast. A reminder, you can hear this very radio show live Monday through Friday. We're live 6 to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk. One day closer to the weekend, we are on a Thursday. We are the Mark Arum Show. We are here for the next 2 hours. Very little information today, mostly entertainment, but we're going to put a smile on your face as you deal with that horrid Atlanta traffic. We're going to talk about Chris Chandler just had an update on the Mr. Potato Head story. I really want to go deep into the Lady Gaga dog napping story. I've been saying for years, advising criminals, that's an underutilized market right there. Kidnapping pets.
You planted the seed.
I'm glad you planted. You
like 10 years ago, I was like, when I first got Bosco, I said, if someone kidnapped Bosco, I'd be like, all right, what do you want? 50 grand? 75? Just give me the price. I'll pay it. That's an underutilized market. Now someone has kidnapped Lady Gaga's dogs. I really want to talk about that. An update on Governor Kemp's vaccine. And we're going to play Does Alex Williams Know This Food? But it's Thursday, putting a smile on your face from 4 feet tall.
It's time for Would You Rather with Little Sanjay.
If he's kneeling, he's not really 4 feet tall. He's a normal-sized guy. People get freaked out when they meet Sanjay. Like, you're so much bigger than I thought you were. He is the guru, the soothsayer, the truth seeker, the asker of unanswerable questions. He joins us every Tuesday and Thursday on the Mark Arum Show. He is Little Sanjay and Would You Rather. How are you, Sanjay?
I'm doing well, man. It's been a long week, but I'll tell you what, I always look forward to talking to you and the bananas, so...
So,
here we are.
Sorry we had to bump you on Tuesday with the the Tiger Woods breaking news. I know that hit you hard as well. And what do you think about the picture I posted of you at WPT?
It brought back memories, fond memories.
I love that someone put a caption on it. We might do a caption contest with that picture. I love that picture. So here's the deal. Sanjay is going to ask us unanswerable questions. We're going to answer them here in studio, and I want you to play along in your car. One caveat tonight, my hardworking chief of staff, Low T Chuck, has the night off. So Doug Turnbull in the chopper is going to play Would You Rather, Sanjay. So no extra pressure.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Yeah. What's the first question tonight, buddy?
All right, this one's for him. Would you rather be stuck on a crane high over Midtown or trapped at the bottom of a well in the middle of Piedmont Park?
Yeah, you threw in that Piedmont Park thing, didn't you?
I did.
If you took out Piedmont Park and you're just trapped in a well somewhere, I would choose the crane. But since you put the well in Piedmont Park... Because I'm very claustrophobic. I'm more claustrophobic than I am afraid of heights. But a well in the middle of nowhere, no one's going to hear me scream. If I'm on a crane in Midtown, I can get someone's attention somehow. Whether I defecate down on West Peachtree or something.
Whoa, you've thought about it.
Yeah, I have thought of this. I'm going to get someone's attention. But since you put it in Piedmont Park, I'm going to go the well in Piedmont Park. Deborah Green, executive producer.
I mean, I am afraid of heights, so I don't like the idea of being on a crane. But I think I could force myself down, like somehow I would maneuver around. And
you're nimble.
I am. I was a gymnast.
Exactly.
You know, I would just
not focus. Do the triple Lundy off the
crane. I think I'd rather be out in the open where people could see me versus a well.
All right. Doug Turnbull, obviously not afraid of heights. Would you rather be trapped in a crane over Midtown or at the bottom of a well in Piedmont Park?
Hey, Mark, you remember when I first started at SB, the guy that was on top of the crane in 2005 over there in Buckhead? You're going to get found if you're on top of a crane, so I'm choosing that.
Yeah, I just think you're if you're going to get discovered. But if you're in Piedmont Park, you know, you got people like Buford playing frisbee golf, and I can just yell at me, hey, I'm down here. Now, again, if it was a well anywhere else, I would choose the crane. Longoria.
I'm afraid of heights, so I'm going to go with the well.
Just
because of that. Yeah. Like, I think I'd feel more, even it's in a cramped space, I'd feel more.
I'm not afraid of heights. I don't love them, but I am more claustrophobic. So when in doubt, I go with the heights. Next question, Sanjay.
All right. Would you rather get a 30% raise at work or your mortal enemy at work loses their job?
It's got to be a mortal enemy at work or just our mortal enemy? Because my mortal enemy doesn't work here anymore.
All right, you know what? We're gonna make it spread it out. Your mortal enemy. Period.
Yeah, because I don't know. Do you have a mortal enemy, Longoria?
No, not that I think can think of.
Nobody
no.
dislikes Andrew.
Yeah. That's true. But he might dislike someone.
Yeah, there's
saying.
Somebody I dislike, but
do
I
they
mean,
work
I don't
here?
No.
Yeah,
no,
see,
no.
that's what I'm
They're
saying.
Not even
like
in the state.
Yeah, I think mortal enemy, most people's mortal enemy might not be their coworker. So, all right, say, give me the revised question, Sanjay. I'm sorry.
Okay, the revised question is, would you rather get a 30% raise at work or your mortal enemy loses their job?
I'm very vindictive. If you're my friend, you're my friend for life. I got your back. You know that, Sanjay. How many times have I had to bail you out of trouble? But if you're my enemy, you're my enemy. So I want my mortal enemy to be unemployed. Deborah Green.
As someone who's lost a job before, it's really terrible. I don't know that I would even wish that on my mortal enemy. But I don't spend a lot of time focusing on that person unless someone reminds me how much I dislike them. Yeah. So, and I don't get paid a lot, so I'll take the raise.
You'll take the raise. All right. Well, 30% of nothing is nothing, so it's not that much. Doug Turnbull, I already know the answer to this, Doug Turnbull.
How about this? I'll take the raise, and then with that extra money, if I had a mortal enemy, take him to dinner and work it out.
See, I mean, Doug is just truly the nicest guy in the world. I had no question about Doug's answer on that one. Longoria.
I'm with you. I'm into revenge.
Yeah.
Especially if I hate somebody enough. Like, I would rather that person lose their job.
Unemployment now. Okay, Would You Rather continues with our pal and yours, little Sanjay. What's the next question, Sanjay?
All right, would you rather lose access to the internet forever or lose all forms of transportation except your own 2 feet forever?
So no internet for the rest of my life, or I have internet but I can't get in a car, a bus, a bike, a train, a plane. Like, I have to walk everywhere I go.
Or a rickshaw, yes.
Or a rickshaw, sorry. My apologies, Sanjay. Longoria, I'm too lazy to walk everywhere.
I know.
And I have people that can use the internet for me. I've got a staff. I have a chief of staff.
You do.
So, get rid of the internet, and I can still fly. I can still drive. I can still ride a motorcycle. Not that I've ever done that, but I want transportation more than internet. Deborah Green, this is an interesting one for you.
If I could get rid of the internet and never have to deal with it again, I think my life would be better. But I can't do my job without it.
Yeah.
So I'll walk everywhere. I don't mind walking.
So it's like Deborah can't take Uber then, right? Like, this is...
That's correct.
Yeah.
I don't like taking Uber.
You'd have to move closer to the station. It would take 8 hours for you to get here.
It would. Yeah. I'll sleep in your office.
There you go. Fair enough. Doug Turnbull... Well, transportation's part of it is your job, Doug Turnbull, so no chopper or no internet.
But here's the deal. The internet's the gateway to the world, and we can do our jobs using a lot of the tools online. I mean, I don't want to choose one, but if I got to, I'm using the transportation and getting online, staying in touch, folks.
So you're going to lose transportation and choose internet?
I'm going to lose the transportation to keep the internet.
All right. Mike Shields pumping his fist in the traffic center. He's like, yes, I'm going in the chopper. My man. Longoria, the stoic one.
Yeah, I'm like you. I'm lazy, really lazy. I do not want to walk anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, downstairs, up to my room, nothing.
Yeah, downstairs. Do you have one of those things, the old lady thing?
Stairlift?
I'm going to invest in that pretty soon. Like, I would rather have that. Just take me downstairs, like in Gremlins, right?
Yeah.
Is that what in Gremlins? Yeah. 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 I'd
Longoria rather. In 20 years is going to be Jabba the Hutt. He's just going to be sitting in his living room.
Yeah.
Never mind. I'll just leave it there. Next question, Sanjay.
All right. Would you rather be able to see and communicate with the dead, but you can't turn it off, or not be able to see any spirits at all?
So live in a ghost-free world, or ghosts are coming up to me all the time. Like, hey, Aram, what's going on 285? Whatever ghosts are asking me.
Whatever they ask, yeah.
And I have no control. Like, anyone that's dead, I don't even know them. They can, you know.
They could be, they might be your best friend. They might be your best friend's obviously alive.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm right here, but I'm just saying.
That reminds me of, like, Sixth Sense, right? I see dead people. I don't want to see dead people. I don't want that. So I don't want any spirits at all. No spiritual contact. Deborah Green, in the middle of the Lenten period.
I think I could turn it into a lucrative business if I could talk to spirits of past or anything, right?
But you remember the movie Ghost?
Yeah.
When Whoopi Goldberg, like, they kept bothering her and it was annoying.
She just didn't know how to handle them.
You could monetize this.
I think I could.
All right.
I'll talk to the dead. I think they'd have some interesting stories.
All right. I already know Doug Turnbull's answer. Doug, go ahead, buddy.
We know each other too well. Yeah, look. The only spirit needs to talk to me is the Holy Spirit. I'm going to go with no talking to any of the dead folks. I got enough voices in my head.
I knew that was Doug's answer. All right, Longoria, Mr. Stoic, man.
I think it would be interesting to talk to ghosts. It'd be someone new. I'm in here by myself. I'm in here by myself for 4 hours. Somebody I can talk to.
But you're lonely.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's not just going to be like your grandpappy.
No,
you know?
I know. It'd be everybody.
Yeah.
Randos.
Yeah. Nazis. I mean, who knows what's good?
Let's hope not, but yeah, yeah.
You don't care. You just want to have a conversation with somebody. All right, Lonely Longoria, who doesn't want to walk downstairs. The final question, Sanjay.
All right, would you rather get your phone stolen or the same amount of money that your phone costs brand new stolen? So your phone stolen?
So let's say hypothetically, let's just say a phone costs $500. Let's just, so we have a base number. So I either lose my phone, which costs $500, or it gets stolen or lost, whatever. I guess stolen, you're saying?
Stolen.
All right. My phone is stolen. It costs $400, or someone steals $500 from me.
Correct.
So it's net. Like, lost, it's $500 either way. I'm going to lose $500 because getting your phone stolen or lost, that's a time-consuming thing to try to get a new phone, and then you got to get your contacts, and then that's a hassle. Just steal the $500 out of my pocket. Deborah Green.
Yeah, there's too much on my phone that I'd have to go back and replace.
Understood.
I'd probably forget a lot of it. A lot of it's stuff for work.
Yeah.
So just take the cash. I don't have that much cash anyway. So
you don't want those videos out there. You don't want someone stealing the videos off your phone.
My favorite album videos.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
You're right. Doug Turnbull in the Skycopter.
That's a tough one, but I agree with Deborah. There's so much just stuff to replace on your phone. You don't know if they're going to steal other money from you with the access to your app and stuff.
Good job, Clark Howard.
Lose the money and not the phone.
All right, Longoria.
Yeah, I'm going to lose the money. The phone is, like you said, it's just too much to have to hassle with. Like, you got to get contacts back in and remember people's numbers.
Now, I think, Sanjay, I'm not going to critique you. I will off the air because we have a lot to talk about tonight. But, like, if you had said double the price of the phone, then it might have made people think. But otherwise,
the idea was that the phone, the brand new cost.
Understood.
Know, like,
understood. I got it, Sanjay. All right. You know, he's distracted because he's focusing on tax season. He will do your taxes. He'll charge you, but he'll do a good job. He is on Facebook, Brass Tax Accounting or Brass.Tax Online. Thanks, as always, Sanjay.
My man.
We'll be right back. This is The Mark Arum Show. Lady Gaga's two French bulldogs stolen. She's offered $500,000 reward for their return. My question for you, dear friends, would you pay a ransom for your pets? 404-872-0750. Just keep that bed going, Longo. We're out of time anyway. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Hi, this is Valerie Bertinelli, and you're listening to The Mark Arum Show.
Take your time, Mellish. 6:39, 21 in front of 7. Mark Arum and the Bananas at your beck and call till 8 in the p.m. Coming up next hour, does Alex Williams know this food? And I'm convinced, Deborah, I haven't told you what food I've picked for Alex Williams. Usually you do it, but I picked one today. I gave him a layup today.
Really?
I'm 90% sure he'll get this food.
All right, I'm excited now.
But I want to talk about this story. This story angers me, and it also, I don't know what the proper word is. I call this. I knew this was a thing. So Lady Gaga, we all know who Lady Gaga is, right? I don't care if you're a fan or not, not pertinent to the story. She is in Rome right now filming something, and she has three French bulldogs. So not like the, not Uga, not that kind of bulldog.
Right, the other, smaller.
The smaller, yeah. And her dog walker was out walking her three bulldogs Wednesday night in L.A. when thieves came up and shot her dog walker and made off with two of the three French bulldogs. The third one escaped and was later recovered. Lady Gaga is offering $500,000 for return of her dogs, no question asked. So we don't know if this was a ransom thing, a dog napping thing or not, or if they just really liked French bulldogs and were like, well, we're going to kill someone over them. But this is something I talked about years ago when I first got a dog, that I can't believe that pet nappings aren't a bigger thing in the criminal world. Because as a dog lover, if you kidnapped either of my dogs, Bosco or Deuce, I'm paying whatever I can afford, I'm going to pay. You know, I'm not going to haggle with you. Like, no, I'm only giving you $2,500. You know, it's like, well, all right, I want my dog back. How much do you want? I can't believe this hasn't been a bigger deal in the past.
I think, I mean, someone like Lady Gaga, you know, she's got the coin
cash,
to
yeah.
pay for it. Like, you're on TV, so like, okay, we can target Mark Arum.
We
but
get
like,
100
if
out
Andrew
of
and I are walking our dogs
yeah,
in our neighborhood, they're like, what do they have?
Yeah.
Pocket change?
But you'd still, like, Longoria, if if your dog was kidnapped and they were like, we want $5,000. Even if you didn't have that ready, you
yeah.
would get that $5,000.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
You'd go to the pawn
yeah.
shop.
I'd call you.
Call me or Russ in Gainesville.
Yeah, like, Russ.
Russ, I need $5,000. What can you? You know, it would happen. So I just want to know: am I alone in this in thinking that I would pay pretty much any price? And I know it's different for kids, right? Like you'd give your house
yeah.
up for your daughters.
Oh, yeah,
sure,
definitely.
I understand that. But I definitely would. What I have a blank check. I'm like, how much do you want to give me my dogs back? Just give me the number. If I have it, I'm paying it. Am I alone in this, or do you also feel that, folks, that you would pay the pet napping ransom? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Laura wants to join us on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Laura. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Excellent. What do you think about the Lady Gaga dog story?
So what's more important is, I need your address so I can come get your dog.
I'm not lying. I would pay a ransom for if my dogs were dog napped.
That's crazy. I wouldn't. I don't have a dog. I have cats, so they're a little less in your business, I guess. But
if someone stole your cat,
I would pay.
You wouldn't pay a ransom for your cat?
Nah.
$50.
Nah.
What?
It just encourages
nobody wants a cat.
Laura's like, I don't negotiate with terrorists.
Yeah.
I will find you. She's like the Taken
right.
version. Like the cat version of Taken.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Laura. Like, I have a special skill set. Laura's like $50. Nah.
Yeah.
They're free at the pound.
Yeah.
What am I gonna do? There you go. The difference between cat owners and dog owners.
That is true.
Me,
that,
I'd be like, yeah, here's the deed to my house, the title of my car, and $100,000. Give me my dogs back. Laura's like, buy me a Whopper. No.
Yeah.
You know, you can keep Fluffy.
Yeah,
I'm good. I'm good. I can get another
one
tomorrow.
Here's some extra cat food.
Al's up next. Yeah, do you want her bed?
Yeah.
Al's up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hey, Al.
Hey, how's it going, Eric?
What's up, buddy?
I have a 9-year-old Beagle Spam living on named Maggie. I wouldn't trade her for all the gold on planet Earth. So if somebody took her, I wouldn't be able to afford to replace her.
Yeah, 100%. So my dog Bosco is 15, and she's struggling right now. She's deaf. She's got a torn ACL. She's got a heart murmur. She probably has something going on with her liver. She's 15. I don't know how much longer she has in the world, but whatever it is, I will pay to make sure that I am part of that, whatever she has in that world. Grant is up next to the Mark Arum Show. Hey, Grant.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
What's up, brother?
Well, the thing is that I think that just showed us that there are cat people and there are dog people. I think there's a different bond there. And, dog people, I mean, I've got my dogs, and I've got five dogs, and they're part of the family. And I would pay. I'd pay whatever. But then again, on the other side of the coin, it'd be a hard road to hoe for somebody to get those dogs, because it might be better off for them just to go straight to the hospital.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly right. Again, I'm not endorsing this. I'm just surprised this isn't a bigger thing. Or maybe it is, and we just don't hear about it. They don't publicize it, right? Like, what was the movie where Mel Gibson, his kid got kidnapped? You remember that movie?
Yeah. What it was, but
yeah.
I remember.
But he's like, I'm not paying. And his wife's like, what are you doing? Maybe like, don't call the press. And yeah. He goes to the press. They took my kids. I'm not paying. I don't know.
Ransom.
Anyway, Ransom. Yes. That was a pretty good movie. All right. They're talking about Lady Gaga offering $500,000 for the return of her puppies. Someone kidnaps your dogs. What are you doing? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. This is the Mark Arum Show. Three of Lady Gaga's French bulldogs were kidnapped. Her dog walker shot. She's offering a $500,000 reward for return of the pups. No questions asked. If your dogs were dog napped or your pets were pet napped, would you pay a ransom and how high would you go? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Robert's up next on the show. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Excellent. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, I've got a question. I know your show is supposed to be light and funny and all that kind of good stuff, but she's offered all that money for the return of the dog. Is anybody offering anything for who killed the dog walker?
The LAPD might. They're investigating. I don't know if Lady Gaga is offering a reward for the person that shot her dog. That's a valid question, because obviously human life, very important. As someone that doesn't employ a dog walker, I wouldn't know how to feel about that, but obviously I'd want to catch the criminals regardless.
Right. Yeah, my wife and I have had Frenchies, and it's one of our champions, a grand champion, and I'd spend upwards of probably $10,000 to get them back, but it's just a pet. I'd probably let it go.
All right, there you go. So, there's different levels of love for your animals, but that's a valid point. About the dog walker, yeah, that should be a priority. And the LAPD is on this. They've got like a white collar crime or a celebrity crime division, I think, Deborah. I don't know.
Absolutely, I'm sure that they do because they'll get the. I'm sure the individual police might get some kickback if they help somebody.
Like,
and it's probably a gated community. There's only so much
imagine.
In and out.
But once you get the dog out past the gate with the walker, all bets are off. Nate is up next on the Mark Arum Show. What's cooking, Nate?
Well, it looks like a Shane's Rib Shack behind me if you really want to get technical.
I love it.
But, hey, it is what it is. So, I had two sides to this. One, I pity the fool that tries to grab either one of my dogs.
Indeed.
My canine that came with me from my prior law enforcement service from Colorado is here.
You got to keep your canine?
As well.
Oh, that's so awesome. Does that happen a lot? Does that happen a lot?
I paid for her training, so it was outside of, I would say, my department.
Gotcha.
But, she stayed with me, and I paid the fool that even tried to get into my house.
Unbelievable. Well, I guess French Bulldogs aren't that big, so maybe the kidnappers weren't that intimidated. But
that's a snack for my puppies.
See, the easiest way to kidnap my dogs is just like, hey, do you want a cookie? And they're like, yeah, I'll get in your car. Where are we going? Let's go. You got cookies? We'll go. Wherever you want. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, not mine. Not mine at all.
That makes me smile that you got to keep your canine. I never thought that happened. That's fantastic. That the
yeah,
police
it's like
officer
your partner.
Gets, yeah, that's oh, that makes me happy. Will's up next on the program. Hey, Will.
Hey, Mark. What's up, buddy?
What's going on?
Man, I got a story. It's if she wasn't kidnapped and held for ransom, but she was kidnapped and tried to be sold.
So someone just stole the dog to try to sell it on the market.
Yeah, I got a wireless fence, and they stopped in a white van, picked her up, and threw her inside. And somebody saw it and stopped at my landlady's house next door and told her. And her and all of her girlfriends who come over for margaritas on Thursdays love the dog, and one of them happened to start looking on Facebook and found somebody selling.
Facebook Marketplace? Get out of here.
No, for real.
Well, here's the question. That's fantastic, Will. Did you get the dog back?
Yeah, I offered some payment, but he didn't want to accept what I had brought with me. So,
understood. I got to run. You would think Lady Gaga, like, we have the technology now. Like, my dogs are chipped, right? So
yeah, there's got to be chipped.
Yeah, so, I mean, she's got to chip those expensive French Bulldog dogs, anyway. More on this Lady Gaga dog napping story when we come back. 404-872-0750. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum Show is performed before a live studio audience.
No, I want this town to be near you.
Welcome back to the show and a good Thursday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. This, my friends, is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk. Deborah Green is here, as always. She's the executive producer of the program, the skinny stoic Eskimo Longoria. On the other side of the takeout window, Low T Chuck took off for dinner. He's like, I'm going to dinner. So he's off. So
maybe with Erickson? I don't know.
I don't know. The lovely and talented Alicia Keys is screening your calls and actually screening calls tonight, which is always a pleasure. Coming up in just a little bit, does Alex Williams know this food? And I'm 90% confident he will know this food. So that's coming up in just a second. We're continuing to take calls about this Lady Gaga story. She's out of the country filming something or recording something, and she has three French bulldogs, and her dog walker is out in L.A., I'm assuming a nice part of L.A., and the dog walker was shot, and people stole two of her three French bulldogs. The third one got away but has been recovered. Lady Gaga offering $500,000 for the return of the dogs. No questions asked. I don't know about a reward for the people that shot the dog walker. LAPD is on the case. The dog walker did survive, though.
Yeah, it says he's in stable condition, is recovering, and that he's doing okay.
All right. I've been calling this for a long time. Ever since I first got Bosco, I said, I'm surprised more people don't kidnap pets. Because if you took Bosco or Deuce, either of my two dogs, whatever you want. What do you want? Whatever I have, you can have. Give me my dogs back. Do you feel the same way about your pets? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Before we go back to the dogs, though, pressing food news in my life, I mentioned the other day that my Chick-fil-A was being renovated on Howell Mill Road. I lied. That thing is demolished now. It is a pile of rubble. Alan, do you have information on my Chick-fil-A on Howell Mill Road?
No, I was intrigued with that and thought it was a positive thing that would mean that we would finally be able to go inside, but I guess not now.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I mean, they're going to rebuild it. They have to. Like, that Chick-fil-A just mint money, the one off of 75 and Howell Mill.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's like 5 years old at the most, and I drove by going to work this morning at 3 a.m, and there's nothing left anymore. It's not like they're just going to, like, oh, rehab it. They knocked that thing down, Longoria.
Maybe they're gonna redo. Well, I mean, rejigger
it.
Yeah, make it in a better shape. Because isn't that apartment complex right behind it?
I don't know.
It just says temporarily closed to remodel. That's on there.
it's
they're
a
not
pile.
Remodeling it.
Yeah, they are rebuild. That's a full rebuild. So
rebuild,
I thought you
rebuild.
Yeah, do you go to that one, Alan?
No, not exactly. But I love the dwarf house but, you know, it makes me think about Shaq's place there with the Krispy Kreme. I saw the pictures of that and thought, well, you know, the main part of that was bad was the back end, like the factory part. But now to the deal, we have a 10-year-old cat, and I love him to death. I can't see paying a bunch of money, but I would pay to have him stuffed.
Oh, I thought about doing that with Bosco. I've been talked out of it to have when Bosco passes to have her stuffed. But would you pay a ransom though if someone stole your cat?
Only if they would take it to a taxidermist. You know.
All right, cat owners are weird. Yeah, I had a neighbor so there's coyotes in my neighborhood, and they're coyotes. They do what they do, and people still have let their cats outdoors, and. They put up the missing cat sign. It was a couple years ago. And I saw her, and I was like, yeah. I'm like, I hate to tell you, but there's coyotes. Your cat's probably not coming back. And she's like, oh, well.
It was like, oh, well?
Yeah. She's like, okay. Thanks for the heads up. Like, I was like trying to break it to her. Like, I think, I don't think Fluffy's coming back. There's a lot of coyotes here. She's like, oh, all right.
I don't think they have the same love for their pets as dog people.
100% not. Dan is up next on the Mark Arab Show. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Hello, Dan. What's going on, buddy?
I would pay to have somebody come get my dog. I would video it and put it on YouTube.
Why is that?
He's 165 pounds bull mastiff.
Oh yeah, no one's dog napping that, Dan. But what if they came with like a pound of bacon? Would your dog just willingly go with them?
Hey, no, he wouldn't. He wouldn't go fat. He wants more.
Oh, he wants more than that. There was a stand-up comedian years ago that did a thing like he had a guard dog, you know, at his house, like a Doberman or something like that, and he's like, "My dog will attack you unless you break into my house with a vacuum cleaner." And then forget it. You know, like, you just come in and you turn the vacuum cleaner, a dog, like, runs off. I thought that was pretty funny. Yeah, bull mastiff, no. But Bosco's a little beagle. She's tiny. And she will literally, she loves people so much. She'll go in anyone's car.
Like, that would be our dog. You look like you're going to pet it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm coming
over.
She
runs up to you. Yeah.
Like, when there's other dogs in the neighborhood, Bosco ignores the other dogs and goes to the other owner. Like, that, the dog can't pet me or give me food, so I'm going to the human. That could either pet me or give me food or both. JC joins us on the Mark Arum Show. Hey, JC.
I'm sorry. Before I go, I haven't talked to you in days. I'm in therapy. I haven't listened to you for weeks.
It's been a while. How are you, brother?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Do you have any pets?
I used to see one thing here real quick. Yes, I do.
Okay. What do you have?
My dad has had a dog. If you don't want me to tell you the story, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
My dad's girlfriend, Tammy, I didn't tell you this, had a dog, right?
Mm-hmm.
We thought the dog got ran over by a car.
Oh, the worst.
And it died. He's sad about that. I mean,
yeah, that'd be sad.
For you, I mean, my dad was upset with that.
Wait, so if someone took your dog, JC, would you pay them to get it back?
Yes, I would.
How much would you pay? What's the most you'd pay?
You don't mind, probably like $10.
$10, all right, that's fair enough. It depends on the quality of the dog, I guess. So my buddy, my first dog that I ever owned personally was, good to hear from you, JC. It was when I first moved to Atlanta, and I adopted a dog, and I named him Bazozi after one of my buddies from college.
Okay.
And he hated that I named the dog after him, because it'd be like, Bazozi, don't poop on the floor. Bazozi, you know, like,
yeah.
And but I thought he'd be flattered. Like, we named our dog after, it was me and my roommates. So he's apparently listening up in New York, and he texts me. He's like, how much would you pay in ransom for Bazozi? I was like, $1 million.
Yeah.
I mean, Bazozi was a mean little dog, though.
Was he?
Yeah. He was not happy to be named Bazozi. Mike is up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
What's up, brother?
I'm retired. I used to be a police captain, but I just had a comment. Every state, the criminal code is a little bit different. And as I understand, this incident took place in California. Am I correct?
Hollywood, California. Yes, sir.
Hollywood, California. Okay. The only comment that I'm trying to decipher out to everybody is, okay, lady's got a lot of money. That's nice. Off a $500,000 reward for the pets. I'm sure she's in love with them and treat them like children or whatever. But when you've got a homicide investigation going on, and as I understand it, this guy was shot and killed. Well,
he was not killed apparently, but robbery homicide division is taking over because that was a robbery.
Okay, well, yeah. It was a major felony then, with armed weapons. So what would happen is when you offer a reward, no questions asked, you fringe sometimes on obstruction of justice by not being able to provide that type of information to robbery and homicide.
So Lady Gaga could get in trouble doing the no questions asked thing.
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's
my point. And if an investigator, or say the guy does die, I hope he don't.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. And it becomes a homicide investigation, and she would be better off to offer a reward
for the capture,
and probably let the department, you know, set up a sting on it or the FBI, you know, whatever. But just say no questions asked. When you got a human being, injured, and like I say, every state is a little different on their criminal code.
Let me ask you a question, Captain. We had the previous caller got to keep his canine unit after he retired. Is that something? Is that commonplace?
Yes,
that's amazing. That's fantastic.
Also, with veterans, and it's also become commonplace now that when a person's been with, like APD, like a person is 25, 30 years of APD, when they retire, they're given their weapon. They get to keep their service
weapon. Firearm, yeah. But I'm really happy about the dog, though, that they get to keep the canine. That makes me so happy. Thank you for your service, Captain. I appreciate it. Stacy, up next on the Mark Arum Show, talking about Lady Gaga's dogs. What's going on, Stacy?
Hey there, Mark Arum.
Hello.
Hey, I'm here to defend all the cats. My goodness, it sounds like nobody cares for the cats.
I guess not, but you do?
I do, absolutely. I have both dogs and cats and have all my life, and I love them both equally. So, I don't know what's wrong with all these.
So let's say, I mean, God forbid this ever happened. Someone kidnaps both your cat and your dog. Would you offer a higher ransom for the dog or the cat, or be equal?
It would totally be equal. Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think what it is it kind of it's not so much the bond, you know, with a dog or a cat. It's how much do you love that pet?
Sure.
You know, it kind of goes back on the pet owner. How much, you know, are you invested in saving that life, keeping that life under your roof?
So, you're sticking up for the cat owners out there. That's good to know.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. I love all animals equally. I've been in the veterinary industry for over 30 years, and, yeah, love all those creatures.
Well, Longoria says, give your cat a hug for him.
I sure will. Thank you.
Can you hug cats? I don't even know. They don't like to be hugged, right? Aren't they very? I've never owned a cat.
I've never owned a cat. Leslie's allergic to.
Yeah. Mark's got a comment on my Chick-fil-A. What's going on, Mark?
Oh, yeah. Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I know that the Chick-fil-A, I was reading an article about a month ago that Chick-fil-A is expanding some of their buildings, especially the dwarf houses. They're tearing them down and building larger ones. I don't know if that's what they're doing there. It seems weird if it's only been, you know, 5 or so years.
It's not an old location at all, because I remember very excited when it opened up. I'll tell you what, Mark, if they make that, because it was just a regular Chick-fil-A, but if they make that a dwarf house, within 12 months after that opening, I will weigh 500 pounds. I'm calling it right now. A Chick-fil-A hot brown for breakfast 6 days a week, I will be obese inside of 12 months. More of your calls on Chick-fil-A, on dogs, whatever. Whatever tonight. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. Always on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 WSB. Atlanta's news and talk.
Still got to talk about Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. Everyone, America's favorite couple. I'll give you an update on that ridiculous story in just a second. Donna joins us on the Mark Arum Show talking about dog and cat napping. Hello, Donna.
Hi, Mark. Love your show. I am a passionate animal lover, but dogs in particular. My husband and I have had two beautiful collies for about 14 years. We just lost both of them.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry. Let me ask you a question, if you don't mind. So, they didn't pass at the same time, did they?
No, one we had to put down in August, and the other, my Carmine, he's 11 and a half. She was 13 and a half. Beautiful life.
So after you put down the first one, how did the second dog react? Because I'm going to be dealing with this soon.
Well, yeah, and it's very important to figure that out. You know, they were very close, 2.5 years apart, but brother and sister, but you know, we made a point of making sure we read up a lot on it, and he was good, but you can see that there was definitely a change, but we kept him busy, kept his routine. But I will tell you that on January 3rd, we bought and fell in love with a Great Pyrenees. And if you're familiar with that breed,
oh, yeah,
they are gorgeous and huge, and she is a tyrant. So she's 14 weeks, but he passed away. I think he said, "You bring this little girl into the house. I think you guys are good. I'm going up to heaven with my sister."
So, Donna, you're going to make me cry.
I know. It was awful. And I've been a collie. I've had collies all my life.
Collies are fantastic dogs.
They're awesome. Very familiar. But I would pay. I would give up my husband if I had to.
That's the answer I'm looking for. Yes, the ransom. You can have Brad. You can have my husband, Brad. Give me back my collies. That's fantastic. Oh, speaking of Brad, I don't know why that just popped into my head. Brad's got some Chick-fil-A info for me. What's going on, Brad?
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Excellent. What do you got for me on Chick-fil-A, man?
We are the contractor that's tearing the building down.
Oh, so what?
The building down. It's gone now.
Yeah, it is completely gone. Do you know what's going to happen next?
They'll just rebuild back a new one. They do that about every 20 years. We do quite a few of those.
But that one is not 20 years old. I mean, 5 years old at the most on that Chick-fil-A, I think.
They had a remodel. They do what they call like interior remodels, and they remodel them. But the actual building itself, is probably quite old.
I don't know. I'll have to check. Well, I don't doubt you, Brad. And thank you for doing a quick job on the teardown, because that thing went down quick.
It usually takes us about a week. We tear it down from start to finish and start building it back.
Did you get to take home the milkshake machine or anything out of there?
No, they took all the stuff with them.
That would have been nice. They had a little garage sale. I would have bought the milkshake machine for sure. All right, well, hopefully they build back better. Ha ha! See what I did there? All right, when we come back, speaking of Chick-fil-A, does Alex Williams know this food? Russ in Gainesville. Plus, we got other stories to talk about. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, on Twitter and Instagram, at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Hey, this is Anderson Cooper, and you're listening to The Mark Arum Show.
He packed in animals two by two, ox, camel, and a kangaroo.
736, 66 degrees on Peachtree Street. What in the wide world of sports is going on with Atlanta weather? Mark Arum of the Bananas with you till 8. Full show tomorrow, correct, Deborah Green?
Yep, full show.
Full show tomorrow. We'll have a lot of... you have so many good stories that I haven't gotten to this week that I'll just try to get them all in tomorrow, because you've been really doing a great job on the stories. I know you don't make these stories up. You have to find them and...
It's everyone else creating the news.
Yeah, and yeah. You just accumulate all the news. I want to talk about Mr. Potato Head in just a second. We'll get back to your dog ransom calls. But it's that time of the night where we start to get hungry. So let's play Does Alex Williams Know This Food?
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 That boy don't know what that is.
Alex Williams, a beloved, valued member of the traffic team. He knows traffic. He knows sports. He does not know food, which is why we play sporadically Does Alex Williams Know This Food. I'm confident you're going to get this one, Alex. I wanted to give you one. Your wife's been giving me grief, saying I've been coming up with too hard of a...
Hey, I told you if it's chicken tenders, I got you.
Yeah, it's not going to be... It's close, though. It's not as easy as chicken tenders, but I think you're going to get it. Tonight's edition of Does Alex Williams Know This Food. The food tonight, Alex Williams, is... porridge. Do you know what porridge is?
Porridge, isn't that it's a soup?
God's sake.
Oh, come
that
on.
That boy does not know what that is.
It's a soup.
I mean, it looks like it, right? Doesn't it?
Do you ever read the Goldilocks story?
Yeah. She eats their porridge.
Yeah, you think bears are eating soup?
I don't know. It's a fairy tale.
Little guy tried to get that. He should have gotten that one, right, Deborah? Like, that's an easy one.
Andrew, do you know, girls know what porridge is?
My girls don't know what porridge is, but they're not however old Alex is.
I mean, if they were
30-something.
I feel like you would know what porridge is.
Kind of like maybe like a cream of wheat or type thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean.
Look, Alex is on the Google machine now.
Yeah, it's not. You can look. I don't have Google up in here at all. I mean, it looks.
It's a soup. No, Alex Williams did not. I want to hear Randy say it again. That deserves a double Randy.
That boy does not know what that is.
It's a breakfast cereal, little guy. Usually grain with water or milk. It's like an oatmeal.
Yeah, I was going to say. Do you call oatmeal soup?
That's close enough.
No.
Do you call oatmeal soup?
Yeah.
You do not call
whatever.
Oh, all right. You know what? I'm going to give you chicken tenders next time. I got to get
you on
the board. All right. Alex Williams did not know what porridge was. Unbelievable. Tom is up next on the Mark Arum Show. Tom, sorry you got to follow that embarrassment there by Alex Williams.
That's okay.
Did you know what porridge was, Tom?
Oh, yeah. I know what it is.
All right, good. What do you want to talk about, buddy?
Well, I was going to tell you that I've had dogs and cats all my life, and I've discovered the difference. Dogs adore you. Cats think you adore them.
That's very, very wise. Yeah, cats think you are there to serve them. Dogs think they are there to serve you. But that being said,
well, I got one more thing.
Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
One more thing.
Yeah.
And this is from an earlier thing when you were doing the Sanjay stuff.
Yeah.
This is for Longoria.
All right, Longo.
He mentioned that he would take the revenge.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Don't just settle for revenge, Longoria.
Okay. What do I need
don't
to do?
Don't get even. Get ahead.
No. Okay. I got you.
So not only do you want your mortal enemy fired, burn their house down. Right? Is that what you're saying, Tom? Just be totally...
Something along that line.
Totally. Yeah. All right, yeah. I like...
Hopefully get ahead where they can't get ahead.
Yeah,
Tom,
that's true.
I got to give you credit, Tom. You stuck around from Little Sanjay all the way to Alex Williams Knows This Food. That's very good. I appreciate that.
Okay, no problem.
All right, Tom, thanks
it's
for listening.
Driving down the highway of boredom.
All right, well, that's what we're the cure. And, we got a new slogan on the Mark Arum Show now. The Mark Arum Show now serving yum yum sauce. That is our new.
Nice. I
got to get though. Randy to record that.
Yeah. Well, I went into New Dragon Chinese restaurant for dinner tonight, and they had a sign up. They're like, now serving yum yum sauce. I'm like, all right, that's pretty cool. All right, real quick, this Mr. Potato Head, and then we'll get to Russ in Gainesville. So there's been a couple of updates to this story. The original story was the potato, whatever company makes the Mr. Potato Head.
I think it's Hasbro.
Hasbro. I can't believe that's still a thing. They allegedly, people were upset because they were taking the Mr. off the Potato Head and making a gender-neutral doll. When I was growing up, there was Mr. Potato Head, and then they came up with, like, someone got a raise for coming up with Mrs. Potato Head, and they had the lips, you know, the fatter lips and the lip. Anyway, the update to the story is they're still going to have both. They are just taking... The packaging's just going to say Potato Head.
Yeah, there's no Mr. on the box. It'll say Potato Head. And then all the little pieces that are individual anyway will still be in there.
Yeah, so you still can do a Mr. or So here, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but people went bananas on social media about this. So upset. If you're upset on either side of this issue, you have A, too much time on your hands, and B, too easy of a life. Like, if you're spending time worrying about whether or not, like, oh, they better keep it Mr. Potato Head, or if you're like, I can't believe they're, you know, they're not doing a gender neutral, either side of the issue, get over it. You should not be mad whether if it's Mr. Potato Head or Potato Head.
Aren't all potatoes gender neutral?
I would think. I don't know. We should ask Ashley Frasca from Green and Growing.
Oh, yeah. Ashley will know.
Yeah. Plants, flowers, trees, and stuff. 6 to 9 a.m. on Saturday mornings on WSB. Sure. So that's all I have to say about that. This does not impact your life whatsoever. If you're upset that it was becoming gender neutral, you have too much time on your hand. And if you're upset that it's not gender neutral, you have too much time on your hand.
Andrew, do your kids have one?
I can't imagine that's still a popular toy.
No, they do not.
My brother's kids had them, and they just put all the pieces anywhere. It doesn't matter if it, you know, they're not thinking this is a boy or a girl. It doesn't matter. Like, this fits here and this fits there.
Age of iPhones and iPads and the internet and everything digital, how is that even still a toy? Was this just a marketing ploy to be, you know, the Potato Head people like, hey, we're still here?
It was in Toy Story, right?
So he's in Toy Story.
Yeah, so they want all the toys.
Was that like 20 years ago?
No, there's five versions of it. Yeah,
they just released a new one last year.
I've never seen any of that.
You should. They're good.
All right. from a gender neutral potato to a very masculine potato, Russ in Gainesville.
Come here a minute. I want to talk to you.
Russ, did you own a Potato Head growing up, Russ?
No, I've got a funny Potato Head story, but I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, all right. I never had one growing up. I would never ask for the Potato Head, right? There's nothing that I said like, oh, I want that toy, Mom. I don't want the G.I. Joe. I want the freaking Potato Head. I can't believe how often I'm saying Potato Head on this show tonight. But Russ, you don't want to tell us about your Potato Head story, huh?
Not tonight. What I'm going to tell you about is tonight. Talking about losing pets. I have Arabian horses, and we've lost many horses over the years, but never had one kidnapped.
Do you know how expensive Arabian horses are, Russ? West.
What?
Do you know how expensive those are?
Thousands of dollars, yes. In the Old West, they would hang you if you were a horse thief. You know, you could shoot somebody if it was a fair fight. Just go finish your beer. But if you stole a horse... I don't even think you went to jail.
Yeah, horse and cattle. Like, if you watch Young Guns with Longoria's favorite actor, Lou Diamond Phillips, like, that was the main crux, you know, stealing horses and cattle will get you hung.
I'm picturing Russ riding down Deadwood on an Arabian horse, like, picking up some girl.
Picking up some woman of the night from the Gem Saloon.
Girls love horses.
Girls do love horses, but girls that love horses are cray-cray, Russ. If you ever meet a girl or a woman that had a pony or a horse as a young adult, run away. Just get in your. I don't care how pretty she is, Russ. Get in your van and turn around, because girls that own horses as kids are crazy. They're spoiled. They're crazy.
Well, I'll tell you a little tip for these guys. You know, you want to go to bars, look for girls and everything. There's a barn. For example, going toward Canton, that every Saturday night they have a horse auction there. It is full of girls.
All right, so it's a good place. Yeah, but I'm telling you, Russ, steer way clear of the horse ladies. I know you owned Arabian horses and all that, but run fast, my friend. Run fast.
Okay.
All right. Russ, we're going to play your game tomorrow. You okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Never have I ever with Russ in Gainesville tomorrow. Be safe, my friend, and maybe you'll tell us that Potato Head story tomorrow.
Yeah, I can tell you that tomorrow. That's funny.
All right, excellent. Have a good night, Russ.
You too.
What are you eating in there, Longoria? This whole room, do you smell that? Do you smell food?
I don't think it's Andrew that's eating it.
Well, is it
I was eating
Alicia?
Something. It might be.
No, it's not in the
it was nothing
room.
You would want.
Yeah. What did someone cook something?
It was probably me.
What is it?
It's grilled chicken with cauliflower rice, bell peppers, and mushrooms.
All right. Did you cook it in the kitchen, the microwave?
Yeah.
All right. Like that odor is wafting in here. Mm. I'm not saying it's a bad odor. It's just overwhelming.
Yeah. Has some soy sauce in it, too.
All right. Soy sauce Pete. Where's soy sauce Pete?
I don't know.
He's dead,
yum,
right?
Yum sauce?
Oh, my gosh.
He's got
why would you say that?
Because he drank soy sauce as a beverage.
I understand that, but you don't know.
You know how much soy sauce?
That wouldn't be the first thing
sauce?
I would go to that he's passed away.
Did you know that gluten folks can't have soy sauce?
Really?
Yeah.
Is there gluten in soy?
I didn't think
because
it was
made
gluten.
Of
soy.
Yeah, but there's gluten in it.
They add the gluten to it?
Google it. I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
I know that, like. There's gluten. You can buy gluten-free soy sauce, but apparently, like gluten allergic people.
No,
there's a what? Not gluten allergic. What is it?
I don't know.
Something. Anyway,
probably dead.
Via the Piccadilly text line, my mom says I'm pretty sure you had a Mr. Potato Head when you were little. When I was a kid, we used real potatoes. That's my mom pulling out the poor card.
You did ask for a Cabbage Patch Kid. Remember that?
I did. She did get me that.
Yeah,
Blakely. That was the name of my Cabbage Patch. Mm. All right. So here's a story from yesterday. We didn't get to hardest working U.S. cities. This is based on number of hours worked per year, okay? The average U.S. worker puts in just under 1,800 hours of work per year. So the average. So, like, Chuck is, like, a quarter of that, right?
Yeah,
like
200, he's below that.
Yeah. But the U.S. average is 135 hours more than the average in Japan, 241 more hours than the average in the United Kingdom, and 393 more hours than the average worker in Germany. So we work harder than
the Germans do.
Germans, the Japanese, and the Brits. But what do you think the hardest working city in the United States of America is, Longoria?
Yeah, I would think it had to be somewhere up north. No?
It's a cold state.
I don't know. That's a good one. I don't know. I can't think of anything right now.
We think this is the hot weather?
I can't think of any states that's
Michigan.
Cold.
Well, it's a city.
Well, okay. Well, I don't know cities.
Don't worry about it. Yeah,
I've never heard of Detroit before.
Porridge. Detroit,
porridge. No,
Detroit.
No. Everyone's unemployed in Detroit, so they don't work that hard.
Well, I would think the automobile industry.
Anchorage, Alaska, is the hardest working.
Is it because of the cold?
I think it's just because of the industry, like the logging industry and the fishing industry. They're putting in so many hours doing that.
And the sun doesn't set for like 3 months.
Yeah, it's like So Anchorage, Alaska is number one. Cheyenne, Wyoming is the second hardest working city in the U.S. These are number of hours per year worked.
Okay.
I guess that's just cowboys working a long days.
Ranches.
Cowboys. Yeah. I don't get this one. Virginia Beach, Virginia is the third hardest working. I don't know anything about Virginia Beach. This one, no way. Washington, D.C.
Yeah, that's a lie.
With all the Congress people doing nothing.
They're putting in hours, but they're not doing it.
No, they're not even putting in the hours. Yeah,
we're on recess.
Number five, Irving, Texas. Why? You're from Texas, allegedly.
That's Dallas area. I don't know.
Why are people working so hard in Irving,
it's
Texas?
Dallas. It's like Metro Atlanta.
Yeah, I guess it's like Metro.
Metro Atlanta, by the way, 39th on this list. Mm. So, I mean, we work pretty hard.
Yeah.
San Francisco, number six. You have to work in order to pay the rent in San Francisco. Yeah. Those rents are ridiculous. Austin, Texas, number seven. Mm. Norfolk, Virginia, or is it Norfolk? Norfolk? Norfolk. Norfolk?
Norfolk.
Norfolk, number eight. Your former city of residence long ago, Corpus Christi, comes in at number nine.
Wow.
And the 10th hardest working city in the United States is Denver. Denver used to be number one, then they passed the legalization of marijuana in Colorado has dropped down to number 10.
Down to 10. Hey,
people working a lot less. Yeah. We got 1 second to go. Billings, Montana, by the way, is number 19. If Chuck was here, I would. Where are you from, Alicia, by the way?
New Jersey. North Jersey.
If I had known that, you would not be filling in for Chuck. No city in Jersey, no city in New York, and no city in Connecticut made this list. Or Wisconsin.
So nobody works.
No, we're very lazy.
Yeah, we're very lazy. Salt Lake City's number 17. All right, we'll be right back. 1 segment to go of The Mark Arum Show.
Come on.
Mark Arum on 95.5 WSB, Atlantis News and Talk.
Bum. It's going to be a tough pick for star of the show today. I've got a lot of candidates rolling around in my head. Seth is going to close us up on the call. Seth, welcome to the program. How are you, sir?
Hold on. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
What's cooking, Seth?
Man, I've been a long-time listener to the show.
I appreciate it, buddy.
I've been incarcerated at USP Atlanta for the past year. And I picked you up, actually, during the COVID. Just listened to the radio on the nights. We was locked down for the whole year.
So you were in jail and you were listening to the show?
You have a lot of listeners in jail.
How do you listen? Like a radio or a smartphone?
Yeah, we got radios. Well, let's say we got radios.
Okay, fair enough. That's amazing. I really appreciate that, man. And you're out now, or are you still in?
Yeah, well, I'm in Atlanta now at the halfway house.
Okay. And everything looking up? You doing okay?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
I had no idea
that. Yeah, I've been growing up, man, watching you on TV, doing the traffic.
Yeah, I still do that. There's no reason to wake up at 4:30 in the morning, though.
I see you every morning on TV.
That's amazing. So how long you been out?
Yesterday.
Wow, is this your second day out? This is amazing.
Yes, sir.
That's very cool. And you got everything straightened out? You doing okay?
Yes, sir. Sure
am. I'm stunned that people incarcerated listen to the Mark Arum Show. I had no idea.
I figured you'd ask him what the first thing
he ate
was.
Oh, man, do they?
Oh, yeah. Deborah has a good point. What was the first thing you ate when you got out?
Chicken strips.
From?
Well, here at this facility. Tomorrow,
oh, at the house?
I'm going out, though.
All right. What are you going to do tomorrow?
I get to experience the MARTA transportation. I've never done it before. But I live in LaGrange.
Okay. And where's the house you're in now?
Well, it's a center. It's by Six Flags.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So you can do MARTA's easy. It'll be no problem whatsoever. Well, Seth, congratulations for getting out, buddy. And I really appreciate you so much for listening and calling on your first night out. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a caller. You'll
excellent.
Be hearing from
me. All right. Make sure you say when Chuck comes back. I'll let Chuck know that Seth
from Oz.
Yes, Seth from Oz gets put to the front of the line. How about that?
All right, man. I appreciate it.
All right, there you go.
I used to have problems with Chuck, man. He would never put me through. I used to tell him where I was calling from. He'd hang up on me.
Oh, well, all right. We'll have a talk with Low T Chuck. Alicia's way nicer than Low T Chuck. But, I'll welcome your call, Seth. I appreciate it, buddy. Congrats.
All right, man. Thanks, man.
Take care, buddy. Who knew? Did you have any idea what people could listen to us in?
Yes.
Incarcerated?
Yes.
People listen to you on the river.
I've known people. There's radio and TV in jail. Yeah, I know that.
But they have so many other options. I'm honored that.
Maybe it's throughout the day they can only do certain things.
Okay.
Yeah, I
That's
didn't know
pretty
the radio.
Cool. That's pretty cool, Longoria.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Longoria's essays. Listening.
Arturo's too.
And Longoria's. Yeah. And Deborah's essays too. All right, let's do Star of the Show. We got to get out of here. We're late, Longoria. We're late.
Are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
I got to give it to Seth, right? I mean, he stole at the end of the first day out. He calls the Mark Arum Show, listening in jail. That's awesome. And we wish you well, Seth. I look forward to hearing from you. Big full show tomorrow. We're live on a Friday. We will continue this conversation online, Twitter and Instagram, at Mark Arum. Facebook, Mark Arum WSB. You know what, Alicia, throw you one, too. Alicia gets Star of the Show. You did a great job. In the meantime, go to sleep, little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.